Grace to you, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for December 29th. I'm Paul White. Today on the DDP and the next couple of days, we're just going to examine different passages in the New Testament, just sort of tying up some loose ends of little topics I've wanted to talk about, little moments in Scripture I've come across that I thought my podcast audience might enjoy, that might be beneficial to some areas in our walk, and we're going to do that for the next today and the next 2 days, and then we will begin our study on the book of Galatians on New Year's Day. So we're just a few days away from that. Today I take you to the final chapter of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 is only 14 verses long. It's an easy little read. I would encourage you to take a look at it. It's basically Paul saying goodbye, telling them that he's on his way for the third time to visit them. This is interesting to note as well. Many Bible scholars believe there's probably a lost third letter to the Corinthian church. We would assume that whatever was contained in it, the Holy Spirit did not deem it necessary for it to last through the ages. Perhaps it was something of a completely local nature. We can't prove that, but it is believed that it probably existed. He does say at the top of the chapter that he's coming for the third time. And he talks a little bit about some of the things that is going on in his life and his ministry. I want to read verses 7 through 10 because there's a moment there in the 10th verse that gives me some insight into what is acceptable and what is not in the way that we minister the gospel. Verse 7, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth." I like that phrase, that you do what is honorable. I think this should be repeated again and again in the church, particularly the Grace Church. We talk a lot about how our performance doesn't bring us righteousness. I think we've focused on that so much that we've, in some respects, neglected to remind people that living honorably is still a part of the heritage of the believer. It has nothing to do with liberty or license. It has nothing to do with your righteousness, but living honorably in the midst of a world which has little honor. Verse 9, "For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong, and this also we pray that you may be made complete." This is an interesting phrase when you consider that in Colossians, Paul tells the Colossian church they have been made complete in Christ. So why at the end of the Corinthians letters does he encourage the Corinthian church to be made complete? I think it's because we're talking about two different things. In Christ, we are spiritually complete. In the flesh, in our natural, there are things that we ought to be doing to be a completely honorable person. And if we're not doing them, then we're probably less than honorable. So that leads me to my key verse, verse 10. "Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction." So notice that Paul understands two things about his ability and two things about what his ability can do. The two things he knows about his ability is that he has sharpness and authority. And he says, "I want to write this to you because if I'm present, oftentimes I'm sharp." And in this case, this sharpness is not just being good at what you do, but being harsh in doing it. If you've read all of 2 Corinthians, you will know that Paul opens his letter on a similar fashion. In chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about coming and preaching to them and not wanting to have to come because he knows that in the flesh, he's tough. He's rough. Chapters 1 and 2. He makes them sorrowful, and that makes him sorrowful that he does that. Paul, I think, saw himself as a better writer than public speaker and prefers to write the letters even than to be there in the present. He says, if I'm present, I'll probably use sharpness according to authority. That tells me that Paul knows not only can he be sharp or a bit harsh, but he also has authority in his words. That's really the difference in that which draws us to a message versus that which bores us in a message. You can hear someone say incredible truth, but they say it with no authority, and it puts you to sleep. It's boring. It's the same stuff. It's just boring. The public in the ministry of Jesus recognized that Jesus had an authority. In fact, they said, "We haven't heard a man speak like this man. He speaks with such authority." And that was sort of a way of saying he speaks in a way that makes us want to listen. And Paul says, "I know I can do that. Here's what I can do with that." Remember, the two things he has and the two things that come out of it. The two things he has, sharpness and authority. The two things that can come out of it, edification and destruction. So Paul realizes that he can use his sharpness and authority to edify, or he can use his sharpness and his authority to destroy. And nothing's changed. Gifted people who have something to say, who can say it with authority, have the ability to edify their audience, to lift them up, to build them up, to encourage them, to strengthen them, to make their walk a little easier, to make their lives a little better. In turn, they also have the ability to destroy them mentally, emotionally, sometimes even physically. They have the ability to break them down, destroy their confidence, their self-esteem. My dad once gave me probably the best piece of ministry advice I ever received. He said, "Son, God is looking for a man he can trust." What my dad meant by that, I know, was not God wants to favor a man or will only bless a man he can trust, but God is looking for men in this when they do ministry, when they minister and serve other people and shepherd other people, to trust, because if they're trustworthy, then people can pour their hearts out to them and their lives out to them without fear that they're going to be manipulated or abused or taken advantage of or harmed. And we live in a culture where people with authority are abusing people under them sexually, mentally, physically, and financially. It's almost become commonplace. We expect it out of leaders. And this ought not be. We should be full of honor. We are the children of God. Let us use our sharpness and our authority not to destroy, but to edify. And let this lesson today not be limited to preachers and speakers and pastors, but let us all take it, as Paul was writing it, not just to the pastor at Corinth, but to the people at Corinth. And I think he's writing it to us as well. Go be honorable today. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.